Blog Talk Radio.
My Lord, peace and blessings, my beloved brothers and sisters, family and friends. I have to say that, my God, I love y'all. I mean that with all of who I am. And the reason why I'm saying that is because there is no love greater than the love that God has given us. And because of such love, it just pours out. It just rains, you know. And I'm not talking about R-A-I-N, I'm talking about R-E-I-G-N. And it just pours out. You know, it's just so amazing. And I think the reason why the love does the way it does is because of the fact that the more suffering, the more trials that you go through, the ups and downs, the hardship situations, it's the more that you come to find out if you're going through what you're going through, what other people could be going through. I remember one time, and this is not too long ago, I went to the library out in Los Angeles, and as I'm walking to the library, I actually was a little tired, so I was saying, man, I need to rest my feet. And as I'm going, getting ready to go into the library, which at that time was closed, there was a man that was up against a wall, and he did not have any feet. I mean, as a matter of fact, I got a picture of it on my phone, and I went and I sat next to him, and we just talked. He had more enthusiasm of him being in his position and knowing that he won't be in that position very long until I had nothing to complain about. It made me feel so good. And this is what caused me to understand the beauty about being with Jesus. When Jesus was being crucified, before he began that process, he remained with God. And then while going through that process, while on the cross, he remained with God. And he did so all the way into the end until he said, it is finished. Father God, I have completed the work that you set out for me so that I can have the ability to make it so that the people who are in slavery by that of their sins can now be cleansed of their sins so that they can have the relationship that you so heartily want with the people in whom you created. That's the kind of love that just caused you to say, man, you know what? We need to step it up a notch. Last night, I actually went through some things that, some information that I got, to some things that happened until I was just tired. Tired. I mean, I don't get like that very often, but when I do, it's like some people say, I don't get a headache very often, or I don't get a cold very often. When it comes on, it can tear you up like it's nobody's business. When I finally allow my thoughts, and I'm leaning on my own understanding, to take me into an area that was dangerous, finally I said, Father God, I'm sorry. I am so sorry. And the reason why I'm sorry, Father God, because this body doesn't belong to me. It belongs to you. Father God, I'm sorry because my heart don't belong to me. It belongs to you. My lungs don't belong to me. It belongs to you. My liver doesn't belong to you. My brain belongs to you, although you allow me to be able to use it according to my will. You have given me everything in which I need in order to sustain myself on a level that will give you glory. And at this particular time, regardless to what is going on, I'm not doing it the way that I would know that you would be happy about. So, Father God, I'm sorry I'm not giving you the love. Because, Father God, the love that you give me should be a mirror that I return back to you. So that you can look and say that in you I am well pleased. See, because that's what Jesus did. Jesus made it so that the love that he gave that his father gave him, he gave to him. And if you remember, there was a time when his mother, stepfather, they was going to, I believe it was the census, and or going to celebrate, and Jesus disappeared. That's because he went into synagogues and he was teaching. He amazed the people with the things in which he knew at the age of 12. And they finally figured out that he's not with them. So, of course, frantically, they're looking all over for him. And when they finally found him, his mother was so like, ah! And he looked at them and he said, I am about my father's business. It informs me that the reality of us having the God that we have, regardless to what we go through, we need to be about our Father's business, regardless to what's going on. So I'm sitting here and I'm relaxing, and not really relaxing because there's a lot of things that needs to be done, but still at allowing myself to be at peace, finally, or I should say allowing myself to let peace be about me. Because I had stepped out of peace by leaning on my own understanding. And I'm here to tell you, please don't do that. Because if you remember, Jesus said, you cannot make one hair white or black. So since you don't have the power necessarily change the thing that's going on around you, you most certainly have the power on how you look at the things that's going on around you, which will ultimately change the things going on around you. And how you handle those things, okay? Let's first allow me to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I say thank you. I mean that with all of who I am. I am so overjoyed with the things that you do until literally, Father God, all I can say is thank you. Just thank you. The love that you showed us, the love that you provided for us, the courage that you gave us, the wisdom that you pour upon us. Father God, thank you for the understanding. I want to say thank you for all that you do. Please forgive me for my sins. Please. I ask you to use me, Heavenly Father. I will decrease while you increase. Proceed out of my mouth, Heavenly Father. Let it be that which touched the heart of everybody under the tone of the voice in which you own, Heavenly Father. It is on your alone. I love you, Father God. In Jesus' name I say amen. My beloved brothers and sisters, you know, I was looking at this particular verse, which I've read many times. I know it by heart, and it is 1 Peter 4:12. I'm only going to bring you here so that I can sort of like set the stage. But before I go there, I want to say that please try to understand, because of the fact that you are so powerful. See, when God gave you him, he gave you power above everything that's on the face of the earth, even Satan. Now, you have to realize Satan has power. God gave him, allowed him to have power over all the earth, just as he's given us. The only reason why we can outdo Satan is because of the fact that our power is drawn from God to handle Satan. Satan's power is drawn through selfishness to handle us. You see how that goes? Our power is drawn from God to handle Satan, which makes us more than conquerors. Satan's power is drawn from himself to handle us. And the only way that he can beat us if we do not use the power that is given to us by God. So if you lean on your own understanding, obviously you're going to lose, because the reality is Satan been here a long time. And he know how to make us trip up in a heartbeat. So he don't care what he has to do to cause us to stumble. He's going to do what he's professionally capable of doing to get us to do that. That's why The Bible says in James 1:22, do not be hearers of the word alone, but be ye doers of the word. See, because when you allow yourself the ability to deal with Satan by the power of God, by his word, because of the Holy Spirit, because of Jesus, you are filled with that which causes Satan to have to flee from you. And I mean that with all of who I am. He has nothing on you. The only thing is, you have to have everything on you so that you can use it to beat him. That's why when you go to Ephesians 6:11, it says, put on the full love shooting darts at you. But let's go here. Let's check this out. Let's check this out. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We go on to 1 Peter 4:12. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you. Now keep in mind the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But now check out what God said. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. Rests upon you, so that you have the ability to handle anything that Satan comes on in your way, on and in your way. There's nothing that he can do to you unless you do not know where you get your power from. If you're leaning on yourself, there's not enough power to handle him. Trust me, I know. I went through it yesterday, man. I'm telling you, and that's it for a little while. You hear me wheezing a little bit? It was horrible yesterday. I was going through it. I mean, my whole body, I'm wheezing now because of the fact that it's raining. My body reacts to that, and not only temporarily, because I do not claim that, because by the name of God, I know that my lungs shall be clear in its entirety. Yet if it do not, then it's okay, because I know God is capable. And I believe with all of who I am, regardless of what my body goes through, I shall confess the name Jesus regardless to what. But here it is, when we know who we are in Christ, Satan cannot do nothing to us in any shape, fashion, or form, because we use every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God as the weapon, so that he cannot go up against that. See, he can easily go up against us because we are weak and compared to him. But he cannot go up against God. He cannot even touch you unless God give him permission to do so. And with that, understand that as long as you're allowing yourself to stay with the word of God, even if you become extremely sick, lose everything, nothing went right for the entire day, for the entire year, for 10 years, you'll be able to simply say, regardless to what, God. Now check this out. Christ, okay, let me give you this again. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part, he is blasphemed, but on your part, he is glorified. On Satan's part, or anybody that he used, it is blasphemy, but on your part, God is glorified. God is glorified. So I received a wonderful text. My God is so beautiful, where it was informing me that you can sin. No. You can be mad. You can be angry, but don't sin. And during the course of the evening, let it fade. Not allow yourself to be attacked by sin, by Satan, because he will cause you to sin. And do not lean on your own understanding, because you will sin. The moment that you start it, you're going into that area where you don't want to be. Because not only is it where it will destroy you, it causes you to go where you, Lord have mercy, where Satan will smile to have you. He will open the door for you, place a table for you, cause you to think that it is all about you. Because that's what he's about. Okay. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. Yet if anyone suffer as a Christian, now here it is now, this is 4:16, if any of you suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. Regardless to what's going on, it doesn't matter. The reality is, I was wrong. And I consider myself to be quite seasoned. I was wrong. I had no business to allow myself to go into an area that would cause me to say, God, you can't handle this. Who am I to not believe that God cannot handle every situation I'm in? Because the things I've been into in my life, I should never doubt him in any shape, fashion, or form. Yeah, and of course, we can say, you know what, we're only human. And you're going to slip up from time to time. Yeah. But I'm kind of hard on myself when it comes to something like that, because the reality is I know what God did for me. And I know that there's no manner on the face of this earth that is more important than what God can do with that manner. For with man, it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So I actually put that in check, because the reality is this here. I don't want to fake this thing. I want people to look and see that I truly love him and doing everything within my power to show him that I love him. Because loving him is actually having faith in him and believing that he can do all things so that you as his child can glorify his name. And give me an example of something. Let's go to Daniel. This is the example of loving God. This is the example of loving God. Whew, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. This is Daniel. We're in 3. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. Okay. I'm going to start at 3:16, okay? Daniel 3:16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this manner. Now, Nebuchadnezzar was telling them that, well, let's go up to 15, just so that you can get the full effect of that's if I can find it, because I am really... Okay, got it. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Now, if you are ready at the time, you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, and symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Now, you know what? I got to be honest with you. I want you to think about that for a second. Think about the people who said that if you don't pay this bill, this light's going out. If you don't do this, this is going to happen. If you don't do that, this is going to happen. Think about the people who lied to you, played you, took from you. Think about how Satan look at you and say, who's going to get you out of this? Who's going to stop this from happening? Who's going to stop that from happening? But listen to what they said. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hands, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, will we worship the gold image which you have set up. We choose not to. We choose not to serve fear. We choose not to serve you. We choose not to. And the reason why is because of the fact that we have a God, a true God, in whom we do serve. And, yes, it's hot. We can feel it from here. It's getting hot. As a matter of fact, it's so hot until those who are going to put us in there burnt up. It's hot. But my God, because this is what God is about. Okay, check this out. Check this for a second. The Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore, he spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in the army, in his army, to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the king's command was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot. The flames of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, I got to be honest with you. Satan has a tendency of using people to do some things to you. But as opposed to it happening to you, it happened to the people who he set up to try to get you, who he will use to try to destroy you. I've got to set myself because I know my God. I know what he owes, Father God. Got to be honest with you, I'm still upset with myself because of that. Because I know what a God I have. Because there's nothing in earth. There's nothing under the earth. There's nothing above the earth other than God that's going to love you like the way he does. And there's no way you can lose. In every shape, fashion, and form, you can be a winner. Now, does he do it so that you can be a winner? No. Yes, you're more than a conqueror. When you allow yourself to submit to him, you become more than a conqueror because he does share it with you. But it's for him. And at this particular time, Nebuchadnezzar looks into the furnace. Y'all know the story. And they're dancing. And there's not 3 people. There's 4. And here it is, this beautiful Jesus saying, he revealed the reality, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He let it be known that which King David said, if I'm in hell, you are there. Regardless to wherever I am, you are there. What do we have to worry about? What do we need to allow ourselves to believe that God is with us at all given times? And how could we allow ourselves to not believe, considering the things that he has done for us already? But now, I got to be honest with you. There's sometimes we do go through that, which is why you should really get into this. Check this out. Let's go to Philippians. Philippians 2. I want you to really feel the full effect of this, because this is highly important. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit. But in the lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. There's some times when you can't make it by yourself. When you feel like you can't, although God will bring you through everything because he never gives you more than you can. And he's always giving you a way of escape. But there's some times that you feel like you can't. But there got to be somebody in your life that you know that you can go to, and they literally edify you and encourage you and show you that, hey, wait a minute, we got to get back on this right track. We got to show the people. We got some people that we got to show. You're too strong to allow Satan to use you. You got to move. Come on, let's do this. Let's let the world know. People in the world that need us. There's some people that's, God, you see what God looks like. In the midst of the storms, when it's horrible, when things went crazy, we got to let some people see us so that they can say, my God, I want to know the God that you serve. I want to know who is that God that gave you that kind of strength, so that you can handle this situation in a manner of grace and truth. Who is that God that allowed you the ability to say, I am more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I will wait on the Lord. I shall know that my God will take care of me. What is it that can stop you from doing that? What is it that causes you not to have that kind of faith? Actually, there should be nothing. There should be absolutely, unexclusively nothing. And the only way that it could be is because, as opposed to you worshiping your God in spirit and truth, you're also worshiping man. Because you allow man to dictate who you are, whereas God should be the only way for you to know that he's created you to be an amazing person, a king or a queen. Nobody should take that away from you. I almost lost that yesterday. Man, I love y'all. God bless you. May the Lord always be with you. Take care. Bye-bye.